Inside Out Radio.
Brodeo.
Inside Out Rodeo.
Inside Out Brodeo.
Rodeo.
Okay, Brodeo.
I saw this ad when I was in Calgary. Hello. I was in Calgary. And
this is Aline, by the way. He's back.
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah.
Electrodeo. It's happening in the Stampede. The Electrodeo.
Who's playing at the Electrodeo?
What was his name?
I don't know. Who would be playing an Electrodeo?
I sent you the picture on BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh, that's what that was about.
DJ Maka, that's what it was.
Oh, DJ Maka. And it was on a light box, and the light box was so busted. It was so tight.
It's tight. Electrodeo.
Yeah, it's happening.
Coming soon.
Who do you have to be to, like, name something Electrodeo? DJ Maka and... Yeah, July 1st was DJ Maka, and the 8th was Electrodeo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout outs to DJ Maka.
Yeah, Maka's doing it in a real big way. I mean, he's booked at the same venue as Electrodeo is happening, so...
Right, okay, so, you're tuned in, Inside Out Radio.
Yeah.
What's new? What's happening?
What's going on? That's a really great question.
You played on Friday.
I played on Friday at W2, and that was a really great time. It was like, the after party for the Electronic Picnic, or Le Picnic Electronic, and a whole bunch of Quebecers came out, played some music for them, some house music, and they seemed to enjoy it.
Nice.
And two ladies who probably shouldn't have, they took their tops off during the set while I was playing.
That's how you get down.
Well, that's how they got down.
They might have thought it was Midnight Titty.
Yeah, they may have thought it was Midnight Titty. So just to keep track of this is what, the third time? Or the second time?
That titties have been flashed?
Yeah, titties have been flashed while one of us was DJing.
That'll be three if there's two girls for you.
Yeah, it was three, so two girls for me, so three titties.
Six titties.
Three flashes.
Unless one of them was a chick from Total Recall, then it'd be seven.
That scene is so good to me.
Yes.
She's like, she flashes her tits and he's like, I don't know if I have enough hands. And the chick's like, you're doing just fine, honey.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Total Recall.
Shout outs to, Total Recall. What else? What else is happening?
I don't know, let's fire up the old Book of Face.
The internet? Oh, okay, so next, not this Friday, but the next Friday. The next Friday. This Friday's History of Dance.
Which will be a good time.
At the Waldorf, yeah.
Always a good time.
Always a good time.
So. I think Lev is playing with Jesse Proudfoot and some other guy.
Cool.
So that'll be a good time.
The following Friday at the Waldorf is Todd
Terrier.
Todd Terrier, Todd Turge, I don't know. It's Todd Terrier.
It's Terrier.
Terrier.
Yeah.
He's Scandinavian.
I learned how to say it properly, so I'm gonna be a snob about it.
Todd Terrier is playing.
It's actually Terrier.
We're a huge fan of his edits, and his latest EP with Ragish and Snooze for Love is super good.
Mm-hmm.
You should pick that up. What else?
Oh, and the Friday after that.
No, not quite. That's July 8th. We'll talk about that when it's time.
That's true.
But Midnight City is happening
again.
July 22nd.
You can
mark it down, but we're going to let it marinate for a bit before we pound you over the head with it over the next three shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're just going to let it chill out for a bit.
Yes. What else?
Prison Guard is playing Happy Ending on July 15th.
Yeah.
Should be good because he likes to play good music.
Yeah.
Derek Carter is at Ginger July 23rd.
Yeah.
Which will be a show that will not be missed because Derek Carter's the man.
Yeah. The Radio Zero homies, Tyler and Cam, are opening tonight for... Twin Shadow at the venue, which I believe is probably, I think they're on at 9, so if you're listening, stop listening to our show and go now, or just stay
or
listening.
Just I don't know,
one of the two,
whatever you want to do, really. We're flexible and we're just gonna let you guys just make your own decisions.
Yes,
because
yes.
We're not your mom.
No. Okay, so I'm gonna get on
that. Can be your tagline. Inside Out Radio, not your mom. That was a joke, so it doesn't really need to have any long-term, like actions or recourse. It was just, like, something that can be in the moment.
Okay, I'm gonna play some music.
All right, you should do that.
We'll be back.
We will...
Thank you. July 8th, it's a summer dance party at the Waldorf. All the way from Norway, Todd Turia is going to man the decks and share his Scandinavian treats with Vancouver. It's also an EP release party for Resorts, the Brastronaut Dance Side Project. Top it all off with performances from the WinnieCooper.net and Love Dancing DJs, and you've got yourself a party. Advance tickets are available online via Eventbrite. To learn more, check out WinnieCooper.net and LoveDancing.ca. That's Todd Turia and the Resorts EP release party, Friday, July 8th at the Waldorf. proudly sponsored by Beetroot Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
Uh-huh. You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
And we're back.
Hello.
Thank you, Link, for playing some songs. Playing songs, no big deal.
The last one gets a special shout out to our homeboy Jeremiah Neoteric. Danny Days.
What did he do? Would you say he broke it? Or
yeah. We were during Winter Music Week in Miami this year. He sent that track to Jamie Jones of Crosstown Rebels Hot Creations fame. The last track I played, which was Danny Days, Your Everything.
Yeah.
And he gave that to him, and it ended up becoming one of the most played songs of the weekend. We heard Jamie Jones play it, Seth Troxler.
They rinsed it.
They rinsed it.
Essentially.
And that just came out on Hot Creations.
If there was a word to describe.
But my thing is the B-side to that record. That is my shit.
What's the B-side?
The B-side is called Fall Away From Love.
Fall Away From Love, of
course. Has really similar chords to Bizarre Inc., I'm Gonna Get You, and it's the best. It goes off every time I play it.
It's a jam.
Yes.
Certified.
We'll sneak that onto the next Midnight City mix, so.
Yeah. I don't know if it's really the time or place to voice this, but.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Okay, Vancouver Magazine did a review of a bunch of sandwiches around town. And it just goes to show how far they have their head up their ass. They didn't really.
They've been eating their own bum sandwiches, essentially.
Essentially, yeah. They've been making brisket out of their ass and smoking it. Ugh.
There should not be a prawn sandwich on there. I'm sorry.
No, there's a. Okay.
Shout out to Tyler Fedchuk. I know you feel us on this.
Yeah, totally. They list the prawn sandwich at Hubbub. If you know a thing or two about sandwiches, or if you've ever eaten one in your entire life,
prawns don't belong on a sandwich.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, guys? They have the banh mi at... They have, three banh mis on it. The one at Au Petit Café is supposed to be really good.
I've had it. It's pretty tight.
Okay.
There shouldn't be three Vietnamese subs on there, though.
No, not at all. And they cover Big Lou's, which, I don't know, it's lackluster.
Yes.
I don't mean to be hating. This isn't a food critic show. I'm not the food critic from Frasier.
This is all preferences. We support all these businesses. Personal preferences.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Shout out to La Gianda for their roast beef sandwich.
Yo, La Gianda's roast beef sandwich is killing it in a real major way.
Yes.
And if you're ever on Burnaby, there's a spot behind Metrotown on Imperial Street called Paul's. And that sandwich was legit as hell. Like, good white bread. Like, it was a bun, but it was a white bread one.
Yeah.
Soft. Like, the beef was legit. The toppings were legit. They didn't put mayo, mustard. They just used oil on it. It's like a beacon, a shining beacon in, the sandwich.
Right. It wasn't drenched in truffle oil.
No, it was just a really good standard sandwich. And I was so...
There's no chipotle aioli, unfortunately.
No. And the other sandwich that they don't cover is the meat and bread one.
But the problem is that's a rotating... Meat and bread has a rotating menu, but the veal...
The veal one is lovely.
The veal shoulder with...
There's, a tomato compote on it.
Yeah, that was tight.
Ugh.
Anyways, you're tuned into Inside Out Radio.
Yeah.
Your source of house, techno, disco, and sandwiches.
I think that's a tagline right there.
There you go.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, Zia's gonna get in some tunes.
All right, let's do this.
let me tell you now. Come on. 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 Let me tell you now.
It's a true melody. Feeling confused about where we should be. I never knew in this world we could feel. Now we can use our hearts to believe. Yeah. Keep on running, keep on running, keep on running. Keep on running, keep on running, keep on running, keep on running, keep on running. Does it help? No. Does it help? No. Does it help? No. Does it help? No. Keep on running, keep on running, keep on running. Keep on hiding, keep on hiding, keep on hiding. Keep on running, keep on running, keep on running. Keep on hiding, keep on hiding, keep on hiding. Keep on running, keep on running, keep on running. Keep on hiding, keep on hiding, keep on hiding. Keep on running, keep on running, keep on running. Keep on hiding, keep on hiding, keep on hiding. Oh,
Thank you.
Shout out to Nicholas, who's listening from Nick. Is it Perth? Is he listening from Perth or Melbourne? I don't know. He was there when we heard the Danny Days joint being rinsed in Miami. Shout out to Nick in Australia, somewhere in maybe Perth, Melbourne. I don't know where he is.
Australia.
That place. That continent.
Shout out to my mom. She said she was gonna listen earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
I
hope she heard my sandwich rage.
Right. Yeah. I do. And I hope there's a sandwich waiting for you when you get home.
And I hope she knows it stems from all the sandwiches I got in my lunchbox. Kidding. You make great sandwiches, mom. Sandwich disses.
Perth. He's in Perth. There's a correction. Perth. What's up, Perth?
What up, Perth?
Okay.
Play a Perth.
Where are the next guys?
I don't know.
This is the professionalism here at CITR.
Yeah.
Which we also take part in.
Yeah, the pay parking system wasn't working, so... Yeah, Aleem had to run in and I had to yell at the parking machine.
And now we're just talking over this aimlessly. What can we discuss?
I don't know. 1 second. I have to get comfy. I'm good now.
This could go on for a while.
I feel like we need a show after our show just to chat.
Just us chatting for a half hour with no music?
We can with a little bit of music in the background. We can maybe take calls.
What would people call about?
I mean, they could call about spousal problems and stuff like that, and I could talk them through it.
With this in the background?
Yeah, it's kind of a hip Frasier. That's how I kind of model my life anyway. So.
Yes. It's cheery, you know?
It is kind of cheery.
Yeah.
Frasier wasn't very cheery at times.
No. Niles was a punk.
Niles is pretty dope, though.
I don't really fuck with... past nine. I don't really fuck with Niles.
So you said it anyways. Tight. Niles had his moments though. He could be pretty funny. He was the most neurotic out of the two.
Yes.
Yeah. The dad was the man though.
Yeah, he was alright.
Yeah, he was pretty good. The dog.
What can we talk about? What's coming up soon? Other not music wise. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's going to be July 10th.
July 10th?
I'm pretty sure that's Sunday.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best ever. He's back in New York. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to HBO.
Shout out to the man, Larry David.
Yeah, shout out to Larry David, the god.
Thank you for listening in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you just hit us up. I wish. But do you think Larry David likes house music?
No way.
He likes Wagner. Remember the episode where he hired...
Yeah,
he likes Wagner.
And he likes Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, he likes Alanis Morissette too.
Yeah.
Oh man, Alanis Morissette. So he has really varied taste in music.
He does. This a friend of ours, you know this story. A friend of a friend in LA saw Larry David on the highway and was like super excited. Was like, yeah, I mean, he's a big Curb fan, whatever. He wasn't in a Prius. You know, just to state the fact, he was in like a big Mercedes S600 or something, and he pulled up next to him and he honked like repeatedly until Larry David looked over, and Larry David just flipped him the bird and then hammered it and took off. And he was so pumped. He was like, that is like one of the best moments of my life.
I feel like he does that. I feel like that's quintessential Larry David.
Yeah, he's like true to form, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't really get away from that. You're like born. You're born with it.
Yes.
No losing it.
Yes. Anything else? What can we kill time with? Where are these guys?
I don't know. I never got a call or an email from them or anything saying they were going to show, so.
Should we just keep playing?
Yeah, why not?
We're going to play some more music.
Okay.
Extended remix.
Yeah, I'm gonna play some on the phone.
Go for it.
All right.
Tune.
my style.